Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Waste management services in Juneau could soon be in one convenient location. The Juneau Empire reports members of the assembly today will look over two options for housing of all waste programs, including recycling, household hazardous waste, and composting. Comes after the closure of the Lemon Creek recycling facility in February and interest from Alaskan Brewing Company in purchasing city lots. The two properties will both offer enough land for recycling, composting, and household hazardous waste programs. First option will be a Lemon Creek property that would need to be purchased. The second option is at Capital Disposal Landfill, where the city will use land on a contract and lease basis. A new recycling building would be built and operated by Waste Management under a 30-year contract. Distilleries may be allowed to continue serving cocktails in their tasting rooms. The new language came through a last-minute amendment to a bill by a lawmaker and beverage dispensary license holder. Fairbanks Democratic Representative Adam Wohl offered the amendment after legislation known as Senate Bill 76 that would have overhauled the state's alcohol laws was tabled until next January.
I really thought Title IV was going to pass with the cocktail language on it, but since it didn't, I told people I would do my best to get cocktails out there, and that was the best place to do it.
His amendment was ultimately included in Senate Bill 45, which has to do with contractor licensing. The new language allows distillery license holders to combine the distillery's product, alcohol manufactured on-site, with other ingredients, and it specifically mentions mixers, liquids, or garnishes. It does not allow distilleries to serve drinks mixed with alcohol not produced on-site. Senate Bill 45 has yet to be signed into law by the governor. Lumber prices in Fairbanks have hit an all-time high. The Fairbanks Daily Newsminer reports Fairbanks lumber store Northland Wood is selling sheets of plywood commonly used for the exterior of new homes for $23.50, up from $17 about 5 years ago. 8-foot planks of lumber, 2-inch by 6-inch, used to build walls, cost over $6.50 each, up from about $5 5 years ago. Federal wildlife officials are investigating the apparent poaching of a black bear along a popular road near the Kenai River. KSRM reports wildlife officers from Kenai National Wildlife Refuge received a report that a bear was killed Thursday on Skelak Loop, about a half mile from Jim's Landing. Witnesses say the bear had no fear of vehicles or people and was shot in the middle of the road. And the Anchorage Daily News is reporting that all Alaska performances of The Snow Child have been canceled. Perseverance Theater announced the cancellation in a statement on Friday. Performances were scheduled in Anchorage in Juneau. A spokesman for Perseverance says the theater will contact ticket holders with options for refunds or repurposing costs. The musical is based on a novel written by Alaska author A.O.N. Ivey. The book was a finalist for the 2013 Pulitzer Prize. Rain continuing for the capital city for today, tonight, and tomorrow. Low tonight should be about 45 degrees.